Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Rapper Freddie P from Making the Band is speaking out now against Sean Diddy Combs amongst the music mogul's legal troubles. In a new interview, he claims Diddy threatened him in a bizarre way, and he has some thoughts on these allegations. We'll break down what to make of it, and we're going to put it into some context for you. Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law & Crime. I'm Jesse Weber. Interesting nugget for you in the Sean Diddy Combs saga that I want to talk to you about right now. And it concerns artist Freddie P. Now, Freddie P was one of the members of Da Band, and that was featured on Diddy's Making the Band show on MTV back in the day. And what he has come out and said is a bit chilling in light of the allegations that are centered around the rapper and music mogul. We have been covering the legal saga for Diddy for months. The various lawsuits against him, his sons, his associates, affiliated companies, allegations of sexual assault, sex trafficking, physical violence, including involvement in shootings and illegal weapons and narcotics possession. And of course, we know that his homes in LA and Miami were raided last month, reportedly pursuant to an ongoing federal sex trafficking investigation. Although neither Combs, nor his sons, nor his associates, other than a man named Brendan Paul, who was arrested on drug charges on the day of the raids, other than him, no one, and want to be clear about this, no one has been arrested, charged, indicted in this investigation. We are waiting to see what happens next, if anything, but as of right now, Diddy has not been charged, and he has also not been found liable with respect to any of these lawsuits. He is innocent until proven guilty. And again, he hasn't faced any charges. Now, as we have also reported, in the wake of these developments, there have been various celebrities that have said certain things, whether it be Diddy's rival, 50 Cent, trolling Diddy on the day of the raids by posting on Instagram, "Now it's not Diddy do it, it's Diddy done. They don't come like that unless they got a case." That was in reference to a documentary that 50 Cent has reportedly been producing about Diddy. By the way, since we're about to talk about Freddie P, Aubrey O'Day, who was from Making the Band too, she was part of the group Danity Kane, she has also spoken up against Diddy. After the raids on Combs' properties, O'Day posted online, "What you sow, you shall reap. I pray this emboldens all of us victims to finally speak on what we have endured." And we know that in 2022, O'Day revealed on a podcast that she was fired by Diddy from the group because she claimed she wasn't willing to do what was expected of her, not talent-wise, but in other areas. Now, having said that, we also dedicated a full sidebar to people who have been coming to the support of Diddy. And one of those people is music producer and DJ Stevie J, who said in an interview with Fox 5 New York after those federal agents swooped in, "My man would never break the law. We're law-abiding citizens. That's what we do. You know, this is another crucifixion of a black man." And in that episode, we talked about Tyrese. We also talked about Floyd Mayweather. I encourage everybody to check it out. But now we have Freddie P. And let's talk about Freddie P. So Freddie P, whose real name is Frederick Watson, is a rapper from Miami. And as I said, he was on the show Making the Band. For anybody who followed it, you might have remembered he was kind of the quiet, the standoffish one, very talented artist, to say the least. And he recently sat down with the Art of Dialogue podcast, where he said a lot. So when he was asked about, and right at the beginning of the interview, "What do you think about what's going on with Diddy right now?" Freddie P said, "I like people to get their just due. If he was innocent, I'd be speaking up. Leave that man alone because I hate bullies." He then goes on to say, "I don't feel like he's guilty, but it's there. All of them people ain't lying. People not lying when you go into details." Remember that, because he refers to Cassie, He refers to Cassie, who is Cassandra Ventura, who filed a federal lawsuit against Diddy last year that arguably started this whole train in motion, because then we saw more lawsuits and then we ultimately saw the raids. But details, when Freddie P says details, that you really can't make this stuff up because of the details, that seems to be what he's saying. Well, Ventura alleged that Combs physically and sexually abused her, including forcing her into sexual slavery and sex trafficking. Some of the more alarming allegations in that federal lawsuit include that Combs allegedly raped Ventura in her home after she tried to leave him, savagely beat her, resulting in bruises and burst lips, forced her to have sex with prostitutes on video while Diddy watched and pleasured himself, forced her to carry a gun for him, and tried to chase down music producer Suge Knight with a gun. And she even says that Diddy blew up rapper Kid Cudi's car because he found out that Cudi was interested in Ventura. So details, right? She ended up settling her lawsuit against Diddy, but Freddie P said that people shouldn't blame Cassie. It seems that he was implying that she shouldn't be blamed for staying with Diddy, that she was there for the money. That's why she agreed to what he describes as, quote, the worst of the worst. That's the way that I interpreted his statements regarding Cassie. And actually, I'll tell you, it's important, that money component for a sex trafficking claim. Why do I say that? Because for sex trafficking, you need to show that there were illegal commercial sex acts. So there has to be payment or something given of value or promised of value. And she alleged that she was showered with lavish gifts and that Diddy paid for things for her, particularly after these incidents. So that payment or what she received of value is connected to the alleged claims of sex trafficking.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, interestingly, Freddie P also talked about that what people are saying about Diddy now is not new. He said in this interview, everybody knew. Don't act like it's brand new. That irritates me. He went on to say that the only ones who speak out for him, meaning Diddy, the only ones who speak out for him is because they have stuff to hide. And that's interesting. That's interesting because, again, as I said, we dedicated an episode to Sidebar about the people who are supporting Diddy. But we also have mentioned how we're not seeing a ton of people coming to Diddy's defense right now in the wake of all of these legal developments. Many people staying silent, friends, celebrities. And that's interesting. Hey, everybody. So I want to thank Morgan and Morgan for sponsoring this episode of Sidebar. Always love talking about them. Now, here is the incredible thing about Morgan and Morgan, and one of the reasons why I like talking about them so much.
Hey, say something about our big win.
You're not supposed to come on camera. The reason Morgan and Morgan, America's largest personal injury law firm, is so big, and I'm sure you can guess it, is because they win a lot. And that's
don't forget huge verdicts.
Yeah, I would say. They've won big verdicts. $6.8 million in New York, $26 million in Philadelphia. You see, the thing about them is, they don't settle for lowball insurance offers from insurance companies, which is something.
Mention that you can submit a claim from your couch at home and on your phone.
Dan? They've completely modernized the process by submitting your claim, talking to your legal team. It's all done straight from your smartphone. Again, that's something
eight
that.
Eight clicks or less.
Eight clicks or less. Yes. You can see if you have a case in just a few minutes.
We have over 1,000 lawyers.
All right. You know what, Dan? If you really think you can do better, maybe you should just do it yourself.
What Jesse was getting at is if you've ever been injured in an accident, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. You can submit a claim in eight clicks or less. To start your claim, just visit forthepeople.com/LCSidebar.
You
came a little too close to me. It hurt me a little bit. I'm probably actually going to have to hire you guys now, but that was well said. That was well said. Now, Freddie P. also highlighted some of the names that are coming out, and specifically he mentioned Harve Pierre. This is the former president of Bad Boy Records. And Freddie P. says, I know who this guy is. We had words to words. Remember, Pierre's name has come up during the course of all this. He is listed in a lawsuit filed by an unidentified woman. She claims that she was gang raped and sex trafficked by Combs, Pierre, and a third assailant. The lawsuit gets into very graphic detail about how Pierre smoked crack cocaine and forced her to perform oral sex on him, and that he and the others plied her with drugs and alcohol. By the way, this was all when she was allegedly 17 years old in the 11th grade. Now from there, and this is the big one that I want to get into, Freddie P. talks about this verbal altercation that he had with Diddy. And he said, quote, one day I was waking up and I was in a mood. I'm in the studio. I'm snapping or whatever. I didn't even want to be effed with. You know, when you're around a bunch of goofies and you, he says a street N-word, sometimes you don't want to be around the nerds. So I'm in that B. I'm just frustrated with a lot of S going on. And he says that he got into a situation and Diddy was like, you think you're bad or something? And then Diddy allegedly said this.
I buy every house on your block. Shut every light off on that. When you come out, every time you come out, that you'll get popped. So when another tell you some like that, you like, get your animated out of here, goof. You feel what I'm saying? When he tell you some like that, you go to picture him purchasing every house. You go to picture every light on the block going off. And that silenced me.
Yes. Diddy allegedly threatened him, saying he had enough money to buy all of the houses on Freddie P's block where he was living, cut off all the electricity, and whoever stepped outside would die. Now, Freddie P said that's why he left the band. And that's why he didn't do the Dave Chappelle show that did a segment on making the band, that he was infuriated about this. And he also said that he was so upset about what Diddy allegedly did here that he tried to kill Diddy for this. Yes. He says in this interview, quote, later that night, I was trying to take his ass out. He admits this. He goes on to say, me and my dog, God rest his soul, we had a G-Wagon, and he had his little tutus. I had a little pistol on me or whatever. I had the Mac. He had whatever. And we were waiting for his pee ass to come out. So that's pretty incredible admission there from Freddie P. But he said he was glad he didn't actually follow through with this plan because he admits he probably would have died or be sent to prison. Freddie P. also claims that Diddy told him, you could walk out of the studio right now, but someone could pop you. You better control and humble yourself. He said that he's seen Diddy disrespect a lot of people and talk crazy to a lot of people. Now, the minute I heard all this, I thought about the lawsuit filed against Diddy by Rodney Jones, his former producer on the Love album. Jones had claimed that Diddy sexually abused him, groomed him for homosexual assault, and actually sex trafficked him. But the violence component is interesting in light of what Freddie P. is alleging, because Rodney Jones has claimed that Diddy threatened him too. His complaint states, quote, according to Mr. Jones, Mr. Combs would often switch up his approach. He would go from promising Mr. Jones the world to threatening Mr. Jones with physical harm. Mr. Combs threatened to eat Mr. Jones' face and inform Mr. Jones that he was willing to kill his mother, Janice Combs, if he must get what he wanted, so he wouldn't think twice about harming Mr. Jones. And Jones also alleged that Combs would brag about his involvement in shootings and crimes and his ability to get away with it, exerting his power, his money, his influence. So if you take what Jones is saying is true, then it is consistent with Freddie P's allegations here that Diddy claimed he had the power to buy all the houses and turn the electricity off, and that making these weird suggestions that someone would kill Freddie P. Well, from there, Freddie P. went on to say that he and Diddy, they would talk about thug stuff, and that he had seen Diddy do some wild stuff, which is a claim that we've heard a lot about, these Diddy parties and things that people can't describe about what happened on these Diddy parties. Ashton Kutcher was famous for saying he can't talk about what happened sometimes when hanging out with Diddy. But Freddie P. says that he witnessed Diddy engage in sex acts with women in clubs in front of everybody. Again, my thought goes back to these shocking, stunning allegations from the lawsuits. Jones alleged that Diddy was always having these get-togethers, these parties with sex workers and underage girls. Ventura said that she was forced to engage in these freak-off sessions, these sexual acts with men while Combs watched and, again, pleasured himself. I mean, you talk wild, wild stuff here. So, again, if you believe the allegations, what Freddie P. is saying is consistent. And remember, Diddy was hit with other lawsuits, too. A woman named Joy Dickerson Neal claimed that Combs drugged and sexually assaulted her when she was in college back in 1991. She alleged Combs filmed the rape, shared the video with others as a form of revenge porn. Dickerson Neal claimed that this severely affected her mental health, resulting in her leaving college. We have another lawsuit that claims that Combs and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall raped a woman 30 years ago. As I mentioned before, there was that other lawsuit from this woman that claims that she was sex trafficked and gang raped by Combs, Pierre, and that third assailant. But let's be clear about what Freddie P. is alleging here. What Freddie P. is saying and what he's alleging is just that. These are allegations. It doesn't seem to me that he is on prosecutors' radar as a potential witness, because he probably wouldn't be speaking out if that were the case. That's my guess. I actually think, by the way, we aren't hearing from several people, because they may have been issued subpoenas as part of this investigation. I think federal investigators are still gathering information. They are building a case. But we can't ignore what Freddie P. is saying nonetheless. And I will say, again, it is very chilling what he is alleging in light of all of these allegations against Diddy. That we can say at the very least. But of course, we will continue to follow what happens next. That's all we have for you here on Sidebar, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. I'll speak to you next time.